Wisconsin I is still get a gathering reaction to the 2015-2017 budget. Governor Scott Walker gave lawmakers on Tuesday. I want to thank Eric Borgerding, president of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, for coming in to give me the reaction of the Hospital Association. Eric, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
The budget, let's talk about Medicaid. The budget in brief, page 61, I don't want to bore you with all the numbers, but there's Medicaid in the 4 years of Governor Walker, Medicaid expenditures have gone up 33%. And under his numbers for 2017, you know, 2 years out, it'll be a $9.31 billion program. That's all funds. Now, talk about the relationship between your hospitals, maybe a better term is reliance of your hospitals on the MA program.
Well, first, thanks for the opportunity to be here. Appreciate it. This will be my 14th state budget. So that means not only am I getting old, but it also means two other things. Number one, that the budget that comes out of the gate is not necessarily the budget that will cross
the finish line.
Okay. And we have a long process ahead of us. I think this will be a particularly challenging state budget for Wisconsin. A lot of priorities in this budget, a lot of state priorities that are either getting cut or not fully funded. So what the budget looks like today could be something completely different in June.
Right, so this is a starting point.
It is, and I think it also, we also know that it takes, even in this electronic age, it takes some time to contemplate and digest a 2,000-page state budget bill. So I think there will be a lot of things that are not readily apparent right now in the budget that will become over the next few days or weeks as people parse through the budget and understand what's in it and what's not in it. As far as Medicaid funding, hospitals are Wisconsin's healthcare safety net. We are the place where someone who needs care, whether it be emergency care or otherwise, who does not have access to care anywhere else, maybe it's because they're uninsured, hospitals are the safety net. We are where they come to get health care. And so that is why hospitals have, and health systems have such a important relationship, if you will, with the Medicaid program. And that's why, quite honestly, we are probably one of its most active constituencies, because Medicaid, even more so today, given the changes that Governor Walker has made to the Medicaid program, Medicaid, even more so today, is a safety net program. Right. It's health insurance for those folks who are in poverty, as we refer to it now in Wisconsin. People who are earning from $0 to $11,700 a year are the only people now who are eligible for Medicaid in the state. So that truly is kind of a safety net population. And so the Medicaid, folks enrolled in Medicaid are getting their health care at hospitals. They're getting their health care, we hope, in more appropriate primary care settings. But you know, it underscores, our safety net status underscores the important relationship I think we have with the Medicaid program. And so with that goes funding for the Medicaid program.
Yes.
Because for us, we see hospitals take care of everyone who walks through their doors, including Medicaid, a growing number of Medicaid patients who are showing up in our ERs. And so that's important. We have to be able to provide care to folks who need that access to care. But it also is a relationship related to reimbursement.
Yeah.
And as you know, you and I have talked about, and
you've
looked at.
Well, you have said Wisconsin MA reimbursement rates. Do I have this right? Second lowest in the nation?
That's correct. We have the second worst as a percent of our cost. That is, as a percent of what we have to, actually expend to provide care for a Medicaid patient.
And these rates, because Medicaid in Wisconsin is a 40-60, it's a state policy decision to raise or lower these the MA reimbursement rates, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Well, then one of the first questions, well, let me ask it this way. One of the first priorities of the Wisconsin Hospital Association must have been to seek an increase in MA reimbursement rates.
Correct.
When I asked whether there's an MA reimbursement rate increase proposed in the governor's budget yesterday, I was told no. So, but the other side of that is another major priority is, do I have the term right, disproportionate share hospitals?
We just call it DISH, but yes.
Those are hospitals that provide the most care to MA patients. Now, while I was told there's no increase in MA rates in the governor's proposed budget, I was also reminded that DISH, to use your term, was funded, but was it funded with an increase or just maintained steady?
Great question. Let me answer it by first talking about Medicaid reimbursement Wisconsin. You mentioned it's the second worst in the country, and that's absolutely correct. So what does that mean for someone who's not trying to run a hospital? Well, it means that, hospitals on average in Wisconsin are reimbursed about 65 cents for every dollar they spend caring for, not every dollar they charge. That's sort of a moot notion when it comes to Medicaid. Rather, every dollar they spend to care for a patient. So that means 35 cents of every dollar we spend has to be recouped from someone else.
Mm-hmm. Cost shifting.
WMC, quite some time ago, referred to this as the hidden healthcare tax. Wisconsin, because we have the second worst hospital reimbursement rates in the country, that means our hidden healthcare tax is now about $960 million annually. Now, to put that into perspective, that is about the same as Wisconsin's corporate income tax. It is about the same as the amount we raise from Wisconsin's motor fuel tax.
And it's almost what we would raise if we raised our 5% sales tax to 6%, up one penny.
So it, very good point. So it puts this into context, and frankly, we think that And that affects the cost of health care in the state because it really is this shift to everyone else. And so that's how we approach the issue of reimbursement. We provide the care, but it comes because of Wisconsin's reimbursement policy at a shifted cost to everyone else, including our employers in the state who are dealing with health care costs as a cost of doing business. So, to your question, this is a very difficult budget, as we are learning, and will continue to learn. We are pleased that we are not losing ground in addressing the hidden health care tax. In the last state budget, Governor Walker, the legislature sent to the governor the creation of a new reimbursement program for hospitals called the Disproportionate Share Hospital mm-hmm. Program. That was only authorized for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So that's about $30 million GPR over the biennium, about $75 million, all funds over the biennium. That is scheduled to end on June 30th of next year, at the end of this fiscal year.
Yes.
So we look at the budget that the governor introduced as holding the ground we gained in the last budget with the creation of the DISH program in addressing the hidden health care tax. If the governor had not reauthorized DISH, it would amount to a $75 million cut to hospitals, particularly those safety net hospitals that we talked about earlier who are serving so many Medicaid patients. So WHA, we believe that there's a lot of ground still to make up as it relates to closing the gap on the hidden health care tax. We'll be advocating for improvement of the DISH program. We'll be advocating for other things like improving reimbursement for our primary care physicians who are serving Medicaid patients, improving investments in behavioral health. But out of the gate, This budget is now out of the gate. Do we think it could be better? Yes. Are we pleased that the governor continued to invest 30 million GPR in the DISH program and hold the line out of the gate on the hidden health care tax? Absolutely.
Will you and your members try to seek an increase in MA reimbursement rates, in effect lobby members of the Joint Finance Committee, or do you accept, given this potential flirting with a deficit, that's just not feasible?
I think that at a very minimum, we will lobby to make sure that we do not lose any more ground in the state when it comes to addressing the hidden health care tax. So that's out of the gate. You know, we recognize the investment that's been made. We recognize the investment that's being made in Medicaid in general and the investments that this governor has made over previous budgets in Medicaid. We recognize those and we acknowledge those. We hope to work with the business community, who is ultimately bearing the brunt through higher health insurance costs of this Medicaid hidden health care tax. We want to work with the business community to not only hold on to that progress, but continue moving forward and making progress. That includes, hopefully, and we'll be working on this, increasing DISH reimbursement from the reauthorization, making it permanent. There's absolutely no reason in the world that Wisconsin's DISH program should not be a permanent program as opposed to this sort of two-year reauthorization. Darn near every other state in the country has a robust DISH program. Wisconsin's DISH program is one of the smallest, which was just created in the last budget. Mm-hmm. It's one of the smallest
in
the country.
At 30 million GPR over
Correct.
2 years.
One of the smallest as a percentage of our Medicaid budget. So we need to hold on to the progress we've made and really focus on continuing to make progress in reducing the hidden health care tax on our business. And but I want to say one other thing. It's not like we're coming in saying, hey, just give us more money. Hospitals and health systems across the state are doing a tremendous job of investing in primary care, of controlling their own operating costs, doing the things necessary to be a partner with employers and a partner with the state to minimize increasing costs from a healthcare provider's perspective of the Medicaid program. We are at about 65% of cost reimbursed by Medicaid. We've been there now for about 2 or 3 years. It hasn't gotten much worse or much better. I think that's in large part because of the very good job hospitals are doing in managing their costs. The denominator in that equation is actually going down or staying steady. And that's why, as a percent of cost reimbursement, we're staying at about 65. But that still means that we're shifting 35% to everybody else.
Two final questions. When I interview Democratic legislators getting their reaction to the budget, every one of them said, we should go after the additional federal Medicaid money. The position of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, that it seems to me that puts you in a tough spot. You'd like that additional, I've heard estimates, an additional $300 million would come in terms of federal aid, but it doesn't seem realistic given the political climate of our capital. So is the WHA interested in these Democratic appeals to apply for the additional federal MA money?
WHA has supported the federal version of Medicaid expansion since it was a question for Wisconsin. So this time 2 years ago, we were a strong advocate for that. We still are. We think it makes sense for the state. We think that we should be going after our share of federal dollars, and it just makes sense. If there's an opportunity to continue to advocate for that, we will do that this session. But our approach has been, you know, since Wisconsin chose the path it chose on Medicaid expansion, which is, by the way, covering everyone below 100% of the federal poverty level, which is driving a lot of the increase in spending in Medicaid, that coverage expansion. We chose a route in Wisconsin, for better or for worse. We've been committed to working with the state to implement that route, to implement coverage expansion in Medicaid and implement connecting helping people connect with coverage on the exchange, particularly those people that were disenrolled from Medicaid under the Wisconsin route. We continue to believe that receiving those federal dollars makes sense for Wisconsin. We've seen states across the country, particularly in the Midwest, many led by Republican governors, find ways, innovative ways, to accept Medicaid expansion. So we remain open to it. If there's an opportunity to get something done in this state, then we will be a supporter. But I also think we have to be realistic about the politics right now in Wisconsin when it comes to accepting the federal Medicaid dollars.
And then finally, let's assume that the provisions in the governor's budget dealing with MA, as proposed yesterday, are enacted into law. Project out 2 years, will there be any major cut in medical services provided by your members because they can no longer afford it? Will some hospitals be forced to close?
I don't know if I can say some hospitals will be forced to close. We sure hope not. We have seen some safety net hospitals over the years in Wisconsin shut down or scale back on some of the services they're able to offer. We have tremendous health system leaders in the state who are committed to serving every person that walks through their door. They're making tremendous investments out of their own revenues to expand access to primary care and to better coordinate care to alleviate the pressure on their ERs, on their emergency rooms, particularly from the Medicaid population. I am concerned that as the Medicaid population grows and we don't continue to make progress on a reimbursement front, that will cause even greater financial pressure on those, particularly on those hospitals that are really, I mean, some of whom have 50 to 60% of their patients are Medicaid. Think hospitals are, we have to, you know, run in the black or we close. Think of any business, you know, just from a financial perspective, that is trying to sustain itself when more than half of its customers are paying 65 cents on the dollar of what it costs them to produce whatever it is they're producing. So I am concerned. We need to continue making progress on reimbursement. We need to continue recognizing the challenge that our safety net hospitals face. I would also say, however, we don't want to exacerbate this hidden healthcare tax. And so far, we've been able to maintain that because we haven't seen major cuts in reimbursement, which is a positive thing. And hospitals have been doing a very good job of controlling their operating costs. But, you know, that can sustain those types of losses only so long. And so, you know, our concern is that not only for those hospitals continuing to stay open and serve indigent and low-income patients, mm-hmm. but also we don't want to keep pushing these unpaid costs onto Wisconsin employers. We, the healthcare sector, needs a healthy non-healthcare sector. There is a partnership there that we need to sustain and work together on. And to the extent that we continue to have to shift those unpaid Medicaid costs to our partner employers, that makes it harder for people to be employed.
And a very quick follow-up, because we're almost out of time. You and I have heard examples of different hospitals saying, we no longer deliver babies. We no longer perform X services. You've got to go 28, 30 miles down the road. Are we going to see more of that if the governor's budget becomes law?
I think that is indeed a function of reimbursement reductions, both related to Medicaid but also Medicare at the federal level. That has been a function of the shortages that we've seen, particularly with primary care physicians and OBs. So there's a number of things that are combining, I think, to affect in a negative way access to care, particularly in our rural areas. But yeah, I think that's as we deal with cost pressures, as my members and our leaders deal with cost pressures in healthcare, they have to deliver very high quality care in a very efficient way, but they also have to step back and sort of reassess the services that are offered.
Okay. Eric Borgerding, President of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, thanks for stopping in with your reaction to the governor's budget.
Thank you.
Thank you.